Chuck Chad freestyle for, I guess it's the cat's dinner time. Monday, July 21st. You want to be on the podcast too? Okay, good. We're going to have a podcast. Todd likes to talk, especially when he's hungry. And I guess it's dinner time. He understood that. He talks. So, yesterday, Donna and I went to Cherry Berry. I'd never been there before. What a concept! It's the, I don't know if you've been to one of these or not. I have not. It's an ice cream store, but a little different. Instead of walking up and ordering what ice cream you want in your cone, you basically get about 18 different pull tabs out of the ice cream machine, and they tell you which ones are low fat and no fat and high fat and chocolate and not cheesecake and all kinds of other flavors. And you get a dish. Of course, they don't have very small dishes because they charge 44 cents an ounce. And even if you think you're doing well, you're still going to dump about, 8 ounces or so in half a tub. Then you get to the toppings, and then you get to the toppings. So along with the regular crushed Oreo cookies and toffee bits and graham cracker crumbles and things, you can put cherries and one of the nerds, lots of other toppings on top of there that crank up the price because you're adding weight. And then you get to the end and they weigh it out and you pay whatever you pay. So Donna and I had slightly differing portions, but the total came too close to $10 for a couple of dishes of ice cream. It wasn't too bad, and it was fun. But what a scam that is. I mean, it's good fun, and I guess that's part of the experience you're paying for. The store is kind of decked out, almost like a Starbucks, with couches and music playing and TVs on the walls and bright colors all over the place. So that was yesterday's adventure that we had fun with. Found out that I may have an extra week of preparation for this training that was supposed to happen August 4th. The stuff that I was in Seattle for last week, and now I have to turn around and create material and labs and, you know, all kinds of exercises to train more people on this information. Many of whom who are in Seattle will be coming to San Diego to take the course again, which in a way is good, because if I run into something and can't remember the answer, somebody who was there may have heard something different. So it'll be good to have different voices. And there will be some new people there as well. So I also found out they want to put more information to the labs. We kind of outlined the structure, me and my boss did this morning, and then ran past a few other people. And the content has grown. Unfortunately, the time scale, well, it's about twice as much material into 50% more time. So I'm still a little concerned that we'll be able to get everything in there. The good news is I will be able to delegate some of this information because we have a few other team members that will be helping out with the preparation material. So orchestration of all the people involved is going to be critical. Tonight at karate was kind of a hoot. Everybody made a big deal about me getting my third degree black belt. Congratulations, all that good stuff. And I got to lead warm-ups. Ooh, you know, got to do that Saturday because it was the last day I'd be a second degree black belt, hopefully. And now is the first day I'm a third degree black belt. And we got that squared away, and I was doing warm-ups, and I just couldn't focus. I couldn't remember what half of the things were called. I said, what's that thing where you turn like this? And they said, a trunk twist. Yes, let's do some of those. So we were just having fun, which the adult class is great for having fun. I mean, there's discipline, and then there's just having fun. Well, I had partnered up with Scott, the friend that I'm going to Dragon Con with, and we were doing some punching combinations, and at one point we almost ran into another group. So next time around, when we almost ran into the same couple of ladies, I took the hand mitts that we punch, and I swatted one girl on her shoulder with her back turned to me. Well, she turned around and thought that Scott did it and gave him a whack. So the instructor saw that and started laughing really hard because I'd gotten somebody else in trouble. Just a, you know, friendly thing. And from there on, it degraded. We couldn't focus. We tried our best to do a workout, but it was classic Tomasi humor that if you want to have fun, get somebody else in trouble. That made us laugh. I did put my Hugo Farnsworth glasses in the backpack with the additional lenses that I got, and took them over to Scott's after we rode back from karate. We rode our bikes. It was nice and hot. It was nice and humid. Scott enjoyed it because he was in air conditioning all day. I, on the other hand, was in our sunroom sweating all day. Yeah, we had the air conditioning on, and I could have come inside, but it's just so nice. Well, by the end of the day, I was nice and hot. We rode our bikes, so he enjoyed it. I enjoyed the ride back. It was a little bit cooler at 8 o'clock. Anyway, we rode back, and he's got some nice bonding glue that we could glue these clear, thick lenses to the rest of the glasses. I bought some of those Nerd Coke bottle glasses that you can get for $5, so I got some of those on Amazon, and then went and bought a couple of cases, little clear cylindrical cases of toothpicks, which gave them another, I don't know, 3/4 to an inch or 2 centimeters worth of thickness that I could still see through. So they look like serious thick Coke bottle glasses now, more like what Professor Farnsworth really wears. So I am going to cut this one here. That has been the fun. The glasses are drying. Donna is home. It's time to feed the cats. Right, cats? Is it time to feed you? All right, let's feed the cats. And until tomorrow, happy dog days of summer and a 101. Yeah, say bye.